tell him that we've got, he can either be in on it or not in on it. What he might do is raise some FDIC question and have Maisel and Bremer, the men that work with him, and have Randall and this fellow over and look at him without the fellows knowing him.
Would you have any objection to Bill just making arrangements through Kay Randall? Kay knows what he's talking about anyhow. Just have an arrangement made, Kay, to present Bill Sherrill to him and talk to him?
Not a bit. If he doesn't approve him, though, I'm in trouble.
I understand that, but I think when I get through with Bill, I don't know this, but I think when I talk to him and talk about these various characters that he would say, well, if the president's been is coming down to these four in his consideration, I'd be willing to go along.
Tell him I'm in a proposition on the count of Ramsey Clark. I've got to. Supreme Court justice getting off, and I'm going to throw that for liberal or conservative. I'm in trouble with that one because Tom resigned. And I don't want to have Shepperson go out and not appoint another Texan, but I'm going to have to if I'm not careful with Russell Long. I'm just not going to have much choice. I cannot throw over everything in this administration for one damned appointment on the Federal Reserve Board. So the quicker I do it, the better. Tell him that the funds that we have looked at, that we do not want to go to Dallas, and we've got Manchester reasons for it. And I think you can be honest with him on that, that I would honestly prefer not to go to Louisiana, but I've got pressure and I may be made to go to Louisiana. He just won a victory in the Senate, say, 46-42. He beat Albert Gore on something, and he'll be cocky as hell and he'll be tight but dark. I don't want to do that, but if I have to, I will. Then we've got Scruggs, and tell him what Gus Wortham said, and tell him what old Larry said, and then take Goff Briscoe and tell him I never heard of the thought till you suggested, but I'd be willing to go with him. But he does have a little problem with Yarbrough. And then we've got Cheryl, and tell him who Cheryl is, and tell him you've talked to Randall, and tell him to call Randall and ask him about it, and then tell him to tell Randall to bring him over and introduce him and talk about something else. Don't talk about the board, but let him see what he looks like so he knows he's what he is, and talk about what they've been doing, the FDIC or the money market or something else, and
there's always plenty for those two fellows to talk about.
And then tell him to get back in touch with you and let you know, because I think if I mess around, I could get in deep water with this damn Russell Long. That's what I'm afraid of. Now, I don't want Bill Martin to think I'm weak enough to have to pay attention to a politician, but I do.
Well, of course you do. You got your things too up there. I tell you one thing, though, there's leverage you can use against Long, if you come down to it, and that is, since Charlie Walker is so strong, he worked there under me, you know.
Yeah.
He's so strong, saying that he just thinks so highly of Bill that you've got to have somebody, you've got to have the cooperation of some of the bankers in these countries.
Well, he hates them all, but what I think I could do that, I think that Long hates them all. I think what I'd tell Long if I had to, right quick. Well, this is just a merit promotion from inside the federal government, and this fellow happened to have lived in Texas, and I just didn't feel like I could take a man off the Supreme Court from Texas 1 week and a man off the Federal Reserve Board in Texas the next week and still live with Texas and Louisiana like they are, and that I'll give him something else in the government, but not the Federal Reserve Board. Just tell him what I'm in the Supreme Court, and I just can't do it. Tell Bill that's what I'm going to tell him if we go some other way.
All right, Mr. President, I'll call Bill tonight.
All right, and you let me know as soon as you can, because I don't want Russell down here.
I'll let you know either tonight or in the morning.
All right.